one more time? Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, take your bride away. How my soul longs to be with you. Lord, as our voices, Lord, our words, Lord, are uttered forth out of the depth of our hearts, Lord, as they ascend to the throne of God, and Lord, our hearts with them have been caught up, Lord. Truly, as we express this, Lord, we, Lord, how we love you. We just want to be with you. Our hearts have been caught up with you. We're in love with you. I think, Lord, each and every person here would just say, Lord, all I want is you. So just bless you tonight, Lord. We adore you as we utter these words, as we worship you and adore. We give you thanks, Lord. Would you come again once more? Lord, speak to our hearts. Continue, Lord, to catch away our hearts. Continue to catch away your people, Lord. Just give you thanks, Lord. We give this time to you, Lord, and pray that you would be lifted up alone, that you would give utterance, that you would express yourself, that you would take each and every heart, Lord, into a place of fellowship and communion. Lord, ask for grace to get out of the way, Lord. You've chosen, you've ordained the foolishness of preaching, Lord. So our confidence is in you, Lord. Have your way. Be glorified, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much, musicians. And appreciate you, as always. God bless each and every one. Good to be with you tonight. The Lord is so good. Just, yeah, the Lord is good. It's been one of those days, one of those weeks for me, just, you know, there's so many times where you just need His grace. It's all you can say, just your own abilities, your own weakness. This feels a little, is it getting a little echo or something? Just need His grace, you know, and I appreciate that. I'm thankful that He gives us those seasons, those times where it feels like our own frailty and weakness and humanness is just kind of exposed and magnified in front of us. Saying, Lord, I need you. So just work and different things going on lately. I just, Lord, help. I need you. And it's good for us as well, I think, to go through those times, because when we cry out when we need those moments, His grace, then it shows us, okay, I need to extend grace. I need to give grace to those around me because I'm pretty weak and needy, and people around me are needy too. So anyway, the Lord is good. Very, very good. Mindful of all the prayer requests. Definitely a lot of burdens. I know Sister Lenore, your mom, thinking of you guys and praying for you, and Grandma Hoffman. All these guys at work. You know, I'm a manager now, so it's interesting when you work with people and they report to you all the things that just come out and they share and unload on you. And so, you know, depression and all these different things going on. So it's good. Lord opens up doors and you get a, you know, even just start with telling somebody you're praying for them and you care. That's what the world needs. People need to know you love them and that you care and that they matter. So, amen. Lord is good. Just want to go over some things tonight, you know, maybe to set the stage. I'll just put it out in this way, because I've been thinking about this quite a bit lately. Current, just this world, the world that we're living in, the things that we're seeing unfold and experiencing all around us. And what I mean by that is, you know, you look at the condition and things kind of unraveling a little bit, if I could say that, and thinking of economy, for example. For how long have we heard the economy just on the edge? It could tip over any time. It's just so frail. It's true, really. COVID, for example, you know, it was really dark there for a while. We didn't know how this was going to play out. We thought, boy, this could really get ugly. Could get bad. Take Russia, for example, the Ukraine conflict. That could escalate. All these different things. But why hasn't it? Why haven't these things gone darker, gone worse? You. God has His hands on His people. His grace is on His people. His grace is on this earth. And He's going to finish what He started. He's going to finish His work. So take heart, and I just hope the things that we go over tonight are an encouragement to you. Again, the Lord is with us, and we are living in the most wonderful time, I believe. The most glorious time of all the ages. Think of that. The culmination of this day, of what has been the seed that's been sowed, the word that's been planted, all these things coming to a climax. We're living in this time. We're so blessed. So I pray the Lord would just encourage our hearts tonight. You'd be encouraged as we look into the scripture and just see the hope and the beauty and the reality of what is before us, of what the Lord is working, what He's doing in this hour. We're so blessed. And to go along with that, again, it's you. It's you. He's here with His people. He's completing His work. Now, to go with that, a quote that, again, I've been meditating on recently a lot. Brother Branham says, this is from Knoweth It Not, and he's talking about the Laodicean age and its condition. He says, as far as I know, I don't see anything to hinder at this time the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ outside of the readiness of His church. Why are we still here? Why haven't these things happened? Why hasn't it all unraveled and fallen apart? It's you. He's here. He's working on His people. He's going to have a bride ready, dressed, mature, and bearing fruit. The seed that He's planted, the thing that He's ordained. So let's rejoice. Be confident in that reality. Be confident in the scriptures and the word of God. It says, He who began a good work in you. Who started that? He's going to finish it. He's going to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, He's the author and the finisher. He's going to complete, He's going to finish what He's started. Amen. So we just rejoice in Him tonight. So we'll stand and let's open up with a passage. Actually, we'll start with Genesis chapter 1 to just kind of set the foundation here. And verse 11, the life principle, the seed principle, Genesis 1:11, and God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. Verse 12, and the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Amen. You can be seated. And again, just such a critical principle, even as we look at this day, as we understand what the Lord is doing in this day, every seed after his kind. And we know that that goes for all of us back to the beginning. As Brother Branham would say, God in those attributes, you are one of them. He ordained you to be expressed in this day and to bear fruit, his fruit. Amen. So turn with me next. We're going to go to Numbers chapter 17. And I was just going over this recently, and it just kind of was magnified and so beautiful in kind of a new way to me. So we just want to dwell on this for a moment. And so this is the passage here in Numbers 17 where the Lord tells Moses to you know, who he's going to choose, and for the 12 tribes to take those sticks, those rods, to put them in the presence of the Lord, the ark, in the test of the congregation. But let's just drop down. We're familiar with the story, but I want to start. We'll just pick out a couple verses here. So verse 6 in Numbers 17, Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece, for each prince one, according to their father's house, even 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. Verse 8, it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded and brought forth buds and bloomed blossoms and yielded almonds. All right, so we just want to draw from that a little bit tonight. Again, I think what's so beautiful, the thought that I want to bring out here is just restored in his presence. And I think there's so many types we can see here, so much to draw from this. And one of the things I thought that we see here is that progression of life and the growth. And you could read this and say, okay, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded. Hallelujah, that's amazing. This dead stick, budded. Wow, that's amazing. Guess what? Keep reading. It brought forth buds and bloomed blossoms. Wow, that's great. Hallelujah. But guess what? Keep reading. And it yielded almonds. And I think, again, just that continual progression showing for each one of us the reality of his life. That seed inside of you is going to continue. It's going to progress to completion. It's going to progress to maturity and bearing fruit. His life, his fruit, and it's grace. And I just thought that was so rich. And in the presence of the Lord, there's restoration. So we can talk about this day, the presence of the Lord in this hour, restoring, bringing back. Amen. All the life there. It's just beautiful. So I'll try to slow down. We'll go through this one little piece at a time. But another thing that's so beautiful is you think of that life happening. Where was that? Who was in there? Nobody. It's just you and him. I couldn't help but think of that. That was in the privacy, behind the veil, in his presence. And so it is with every single one of us, behind the veil, shut in with him, alone, in secrecy, in privacy. And that life became manifested. That life restored. And, you know, look at those sticks. Maybe, I don't know how this, what did they have? Did they all have different types of branches from different trees? We don't really know. That stick that was previously maybe indistinguishable, now we know what kind of stick that was because of the fruit that it's bearing. And so it is with us. From one to another, we're indistinguishable on our own, but in His life, in His presence, that fruit that's inside of you that He's ordained, that He's predestinated, begins to manifest, begins to bud, begins to bring forth for His glory and His honor. Amen. Jesus said, as we know, by their fruit, you will know them. Amen. So this is so just rich to me. Again, the reality of restoration, the God who restores. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. It's His presence and it's His word that does this. As we read in Isaiah 55, some of these you can just listen along and some of them will turn to. Very familiar, but as Isaiah 55:10, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud. There you go. Fruit, maturity. He is going to complete His work. So we're talking about that fruit, bearing fruit and completion and maturity. Again, because of His presence in this day, because of His, through His word, He makes it bring forth and bud that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Amen. Isn't that just so awesome? So beautiful. Amen. It's a mature plant, brothers and sisters, that bears fruit. So it's this day, this age. Amen. His presence in this hour, restoring, bringing back that life. And I love this. This is in the message, restoration of the bride tree. So I really hadn't listened to that in a while. And I'll just encourage you. Go listen to it. If put it on your list. At least I'll say that. It's just, you know, one of those ones where I'm listening and I'm just in awe. Whoa. Lord, this is amazing. You know, the jaw's on the floor and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is beautiful. So line by line, take it slow. One word, one phrase. I love to listen to them. I want those sound waves going out through the atmosphere of our home. But I love to go back and read because you really have to take this slow. Really, really slow and savor. Like sometimes I think I need to take like a paragraph at a time. That's it. Max. All right. So please, restoration of the bride tree. Once paragraph 166, he says, now he shall bring forth, this is beautiful, his fruit in his season. Okay. So he's talking about Psalms 1. One, actually, let's turn there for just a minute, get a little context and add to the beauty here. Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his delight is in his law does he meditate day and night because of his delight in the law of the Lord. That's why he meditates day and night. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. In his season. God's ordained a season for that fruit. That's so key. So again, Brother Branham's quoting that. He says, watch his. Okay, he shall bring forth his fruit in his season. He says, now watch each his here, the personal pronoun. It's his fruit, God's fruit, in the season that the prophet's bringing it. He says it'll be in the prophet's seasons, God fruit in God's time by the prophet's season. So you can see again this age, grace, the word given to us in this day, it's going to produce fruit, has to. He says, he shall bring forth his fruit in his season. See, there isn't two his is there. Bring forth his fruit, God's fruit, in the season that the messenger is ordained to come. He'll bring forth those. Now remember that. The messenger that brings the fruit of God will bring it in God's season, in the season of the bringer. He will bring forth his fruit. It cannot wither. Why? He says he's got predestinated fruit in there. It can't destroy it because it's predestinated. And we'll go on here in a little bit, but I thought that was so beautiful how he's talking about this age, that word given through the age, prophets through the voice and the message of the age, that word given. James 5:7, we'll just continue on for a minute. We'll be patient. That's a good one for us. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. What's he coming for? Fruit. Fruit, brothers and sisters. That word spoken is going to bear fruit. Let's turn to Luke chapter 8. Really familiar, but good to, again, refresh and remind ourselves some of these things. We'll start with verse 4 there. Just drop down to verse 4. All right, or actually verse 5, he says, a sower went to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it, and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and it sprang up, and bare fruit an hundredfold. When he had said these things, he cried, he said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful for that? His disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? He said, unto you, it's given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might see and hearing they might, that seeing they might not see and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God, and those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. Now it's hard to watch, it's very sad, but we see that. We see people falling away. They are caught up with a group. They're caught up for a while. Maybe it's their friends, their family. For a season, they kind of go through the motions, but that is just the word of God fulfilled. You watch that take place. Verse 14, and that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. And finally, verse 15, but that on the good ground are they with which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. I think that's a good key combination there. Bring forth fruit with patience. Again, it's right back to Psalms 1:1. He's going to bring forth fruit in his season. So let's just, again, go back for a minute. Let's go back to Numbers. Just in our hearts and our minds, let's just remember that picture that we read there, that rod that budded, that was in the presence of the Lord. And what was that stick originally became evident. It manifested itself because of being in his presence. And so it is with every single one of his children, every one of his seed. Back to the original, back to the beginning, restored to that condition of bearing fruit and bearing life. Because of his presence, in his presence. Amen. Joel chapter 2. I just so thankful for the word of God. All right, sorry. you know this, but again, just wanted to bring this out. I think this is so beautiful. Joel 2, verse 23. Be glad, then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. There we go. Rejoice in him, in this hour, what he's doing. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat. There we go. We talked about rain. Now what's the product of that rain? What's the product of that word spoken? There's fruit. There's manifestation. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore. So thankful for that. I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, which hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Amen. Aren't you glad that he's the God that restores? He's done such a beautiful work in this day. What a work of restoration, restoring us back to the original faith. Amen. I couldn't help but remember Psalm 138. Says that the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Amen. So again, as we were saying in the beginning, he's going to have that finished work. He's going to have a complete, mature, fruit-bearing bride and body. And it's grace. The Lord will perfect. You take that into your heart. You claim that. That's for you, each one of us. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Perfect. What does that mean? Complete. He's going to bring it to its end. As we read in Numbers 17, that it budded, that was wonderful, it blossomed, that was great, but then it brought forth almonds. It was that complete work, bringing fruit, each seed after its kind. In the message, a man running from the presence of the Lord, this is beautiful. Brother Ram says, I believe we have the truth. I'm satisfied of that. I believe the wheat is absolutely, the shuck is pulling away from it, you know, and I see... I may give a little prelude to that tomorrow night, how the shuck is pulling away from the wheat. He says, but the wheat has to lay in the presence of the sun to ripen. And that's what we're here for, friends. Stay in the presence of the sun till our little group of people here becomes so ripe to Christ, to become bread on his table. That's what I want to do. Amen. Lay in the presence of the sun to be ripened. Look up that phrase. I think there's 14, 15, something like that, different times where he talks about laying in the presence of the sun. Again, this hour, this day, this maturity that is produced through that. Amen. The fruit that he's bringing. Just a couple more scriptures. These are familiar, I know, but I couldn't help but go into some of these as we're thinking again of maturity and perfection and all this. Let's go to Romans 8 and draw from there for just a minute. We'll get a couple parts here. I want to look down and let's see. We'll drop into verse 18, I think. It says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared, there we go, with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Think of that. What a time. Again, take heart, rejoice, where you should be excited. We're the most blessed people to be living in this age. The glory that's going to be revealed in you, in me. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. Wow, hallelujah. And now let's drop down to verse 28. Just a couple parts here. We know that all things work together for good for them, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. His purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. There we go. Progression. Completion. You are right there. You're looking at yourself in these passages. And I love to think of what we can look into the Word of God and see. And I think sometimes, you know, you take, for example, somebody's reading a book, a novel, and I don't think I've ever done this, but, you know, people read to the end. They'll skip to the end and find out what's happening at the very end. I don't like doing that myself. But we can do that. We can do that here in the Word of God. We can actually, so many of these beautiful nuggets and passages, I'm reading about, hey, that's me. That's my end. That's what's happening. To be able to read and understand what is before us and what's taking place. Again, we are so rich, so blessed. So I pray these things are an encouragement and a blessing to us. Again, the Lord is, what a time we're living in. Amen. Another one, I think this is so beautiful. Let's turn to Ephesians 4. This has got to come. It's going to. It's going to be here. Y'all know where I'm going, but that's okay. Ephesians chapter 4. What verse am I turning to, Derek? Oh, okay, maybe not. I guess picking on Brother Derek. Okay. Absolutely. There sure is. We were talking about maturity and completion, and does that help? No? Okay. Sorry. That's all right. Ephesians 4, I'll help you out. Verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for what? The perfecting of you. Why are we here? What is God doing? Has to do with you. He's here for you. He's working on you, bringing you to completion and to perfection. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till what? Till we all come. All. Not going to be one person, not one outside of that. All come to the unity of the faith, all that he's ordained. And I love this. And the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a what? Perfect man. Complete. Mature. There we are again. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So that whole, is so beautiful there. But just specifically looking at that knowledge of the Son of God that's going to come in his bride, in his body. That word, as we probably know, many of knowing, is in the Greek, is epignosis. And it denotes exact or full knowledge, discernment, recognition. Think of that. Let me repeat that. Exact or full knowledge, discernment, and recognition. So when we're talking about the knowledge of the Son of God, that knowledge, discernment, recognition that he had is going to be in his body, in each member. Knowing your true identity, knowing your position, as he takes us more and more away from these outer, outside realms into that real true man, that true identity of the soul, that is that gene germ of God. And that, in his presence, through his word for this age, produces that fruit. Amen. Just love this. Hopefully this is making some sense. And we're going to continue on with just a few more quotes in the restoration of the bride tree. This is beautiful. Paragraph 496, he says, what's the evening light come out for? What's the evening light for? To restore. Whew. He says, you get it? The evening light is for the same purpose the morning light was for, to restore what was cut down by the dark ages through Rome. God is going to restore by shining forth the evening light. Restore the whole Word of God again. Wow. The full manifestation. Did you hear that? The full manifestation of Christ in his church. Everything that he did, just exactly the way he did, it would be again in the evening light. See what I mean? Isn't that wonderful? And to know we're living right here to see it. Now he says, now the evening light come exactly according to prophecy. The evening light come out to what? To restore what the bugs had eaten up. He said it started growing, then what did it do? It denominated. So God pruned them off, bound them up, laid them back, let them go ahead and organize. Then the next one come up. He bound them up, laid them off, tree went on. Then he bound them off. He said, one of these days there will be burn. Bind them in that organization. But then what? He says, right in the top of the tree is where the fruit ripens. That's right, right in the top of the tree. So it's the top of the tree this time. It's you, it's me, that sees the evening light. It's that top. He's where it's expressed and bears fruit. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Psalm 17, verse 15 says, as for me, I will behold thy face. There we go. Presence is appearing. I will behold thy face in righteousness. What follows after that? I will be satisfied when I awake with your likeness. She's going to look like him. Why? Because she's been in his presence. She's a part of him. That seed, after its kind, coming down and being expressed through his body and his bride. Amen. Beautiful. I love it. Turn with me to Romans 3. Just a couple more. We'll wind up here. And verse 19. Oh, I don't have that right. Sorry. Hold on. Ah, it's Acts. That's why. I put down Romans for some reason, but Acts is what we want. Sorry about that. Acts chapter 3 and verse 19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing, don't you love that, shall come from the presence of the Lord, he shall send Jesus Christ, which was before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restoration of all things. Amen. Which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. What a time. That's this time, brothers and sisters. We're so blessed. I just pray that you be encouraged tonight to think of these things, to remember, you know, that it's dark out there, yes, the world is crazy, yes, but his hand is on his bride. He's with us, and he's going to bring a people to perfection. He's going to bring a people to that stage of bearing fruit in the season that he's ordained. Can't not, because it's his word, it's his life. It's going to produce. He said, the words that I speak are spirit and life. Amen. And it's not, we know this, but when we talk about the presence of the Lord, it's not temporary, but it's something that's real, a reality, something that changes and brings out the expression of what's on the inside when we're in his presence. Amen. God's only provided a place of worship. He says, now this is so beautiful. He says, now church, we're teaching now. Remember, when you leave here, start moving out of the shuck. Now you're going into the grain. He says again here, lay in the presence of the Son. Don't add what I've said. Don't take away what I've said, because I speak the truth as far as I know, as the Father has given me to you. See, don't add to it. Just say what I said. The thing of it is, now this is beautiful. He says, the thing of it is, just tell people to come seek the Lord Jesus. There we go. Point to him alone. But you yourselves lay in the presence and just make love to him. There we go. That's what I want to just hit hard tonight. You lay in the presence of his presence and just make love to him. Point people to Jesus. Absolutely. You lay in his presence and make love to him. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Tender my heart, Lord. Take away all the filth and the love of this world and let me live holy in this present world before you. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, my. Just a couple things here more and we'll close. The restoration of the bride tree, again, towards the end. It's about a three and a half hour sermon. So it's a long one. You just got to take it slow. The evening light shall rise in the west. What for? To shine upon the word, to ripen the fruit and bring forth the bride tree with the same signs, wonders, and fruits that they had at the beginning. It shall be light in the evening time, right? The word will then bring forth in its season. The word will bring forth fruit in its season. It shall not wither, but it's going to bring forth its fruit, David said. In its season, the same fruit it had at the beginning. Now the word in his predestination, sorry, the word with his word in his predestination stage, as he's got it now, we see these words all being manifested. What is it? A perfect vindication that the coming of the Lord is at hand. At the time when he said, I will restore, saith the Lord, all that the cankerworm, all that the Methodist, all left, all that the caterpillar, they stripped it down, but I will restore. Amen, brothers and sisters. Restored in his presence, bearing his fruit. Just love that. It blossomed, it budded, it brought forth almonds. So it is with you that it's going to produce his fruit. Finally, he says, this is in the message, hear ye him. He says, now that child in the Old Testament, he's just talking about maturity here, adoption. He says, that child in the Old Testament, he never had any inheritance. Why couldn't the father trust him with anything? What kind of fellow would he be? But he couldn't trust him. He was always a son, but he never had any inheritance. He said, if you don't watch Pentecostal church, that's what's going to be our lot, no inheritance. But notice, the Bible said the world today is groaning, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God, God's sons to be manifested. The world is waiting for that, for the time to come that when God's sons, who's ruler of the earth, that's you, that's your position. God put people on the earth, man to control the earth. The Bible said that man is a God. Do you know that? He sure is. Jesus said, it is not written in the law. Is it not written in the law, you are gods? And if they are gods, the prophets who the word of the God came to, how can you condemn me when I say I'm the Son of God? See, they're all gods, fallen gods. They got a domain, the world, they're supposed to take care of it. The trees and the animal life, everything waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. When they'll be manifested on the earth. Oh my, for that great millennium when they're manifested. We're getting ready now for this time to come. Amen. Lay in his presence. Stay in his presence. Just make love to him like he says there. So beautiful. One more scripture. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3. All right, we know verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. We're in good company. Don't you like that? Verse 2, beloved, now we are the sons of God, right now. Amen. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So what's on the inside is going to come into full expression, full manifestation in his presence, in his appearing, because of his appearing. There we go, brothers and sisters. In his presence, there's fruit, there's restoration. Amen. Don't you love him? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just so love you tonight. We just thank you so much for what you are doing, Lord, in this hour. We thank you for the grace, Lord. We cannot claim anything of ourselves, Lord, but it's you. You're calling, you're choosing, Lord. It's that seed that you planted, that you foreordained before the foundation of the world, Lord. A part of your own life that's going to be expressed in this day, Lord, in this hour. That beautiful, precious evening light, Lord, bringing that seed out, bringing that expression, Lord. Even through those ages, the justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Spirit, Lord, now to the presence, the person of Christ himself, Lord. You always bringing that out, your life, Lord, out, that expression of yourself. We just thank you for these things. I pray that you would take this weak, feeble effort, the broken up words, Lord, that you would minister as only you can into the hearts of your people. And just be magnified, Lord. Pray for each one here that we would truly be in that love affair with you. In your presence, Lord. Truly, when we're there, Lord, the world takes note. They know we've been with Jesus. That's what we need, Lord, and pray that we could point them to you, Lord, each and every day. grant it, Lord. Get glory unto yourself, and we give you thanks and praise as we just ponder and meditate on all these things. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Let's just worship the Lord. If we could stand and sing, it's manifesting time. Is that 3:20? Is that right in the... Or no, is it... What's the number that I have in my... Nope, it's not. Sorry. What's... Somebody got a number for that? Five 36, way off. All right. The voice of my beloved, behold, he quickly comes. Over the mountains, over the hills, he runs. I long to hear his voice. Verse 2, keep your eyes on things above. Don't look at me or you. More important all the time. Keep your eyes on him. Amen. Let's just turn over now to in the inserts number 25. He is able, more than able, to accomplish. It's his work. It's the branch he's planted, the work of his hands, that he might be glorified. He is able, than able to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He confidence is completely in Him. Amen. It's all Him. And take heart, take courage, brothers and sisters, in this hour. Why has the world not completely unraveled and fallen apart yet? It's not time. His hand is on you. He's with you. He's bringing forth people to maturity, fruit to perfection. Amen. Brother Derek, would you close us and close the service, please, if you would.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that no matter how dark the outside may look, it's only an indication of the light that shines within. Amen. And the work that you're about to do.
Amen.
Father, I never thought I'd be this old when I was young. Never thought you'd tarry this long, and never thought the world would get so dark. But here we are, still relying on you, still Amen. Looking to you.
Yes.
Still waiting on the manifestation of your word in our hearts. Lord, manifest in us as we draw close to you. Bless Brother Jesse as he's ministered this evening. Keep us safe, Lord, as we travel out from this place. And be with us until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. You're dismissed.